Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we get right to it. We'll start with the wacky game, and that was the first one. Chiefs and Texans, because boy, oh boy, if you were in Houston, you were feeling really good about yourself early on.
On second and goal, Watson puts the leg down. Here's the snap. Deshaun to throw over the middle. Got a man. Fells. Touchdown, Houston. Up three TDs to nothing.
Yeah, that was in the first quarter, 21-0. It would go to 24-0 as Houston took the lead. They kicked that field goal on fourth and one. Then you had the big kick return by KC, and things started rolling the other way. You had the botched fake punt. Next thing you know, Kansas City was taking the lead.
Mahomes, who sprints out to the left side. He's holding it. He's going to try to hold it. Throws it late. And is it caught in the... It's caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! The Chiefs take the lead! And Kelce with another catch on a sprint out run pass option again. And Kelce gargling in the sweet nectar of the end zone.
That's a weird one.
Gargling in the sweet nectar of the end zone?
How is he not over the line?
Your entire body has to be over the line, and I don't think they
can
tell.
Oh, it's not just the ball?
No, it's got to be your entire body. And I don't think they could truly tell whether or not he was all the way over the line of scrimmage. That's why they let the call in the field stand.
Well, the first one was Mark Vandermeer on Texans radio. The second call was Mitch Holtis on Chiefs radio. KC outscores Houston 51-7 after being down 24-0 in the first quarter. Really remarkable for a 51-31 win. Here was Patrick Mahomes, threw for 321, five scores. Just never thought we were done.
We knew that we were still just kind of beating ourselves and that we needed to go out there and just execute at a higher level as a team. And we knew it was going to be a great challenge with that team that we were playing.
Now, head coach Andy Reid had to go around and tell his team some things down 24-0. What was the message?
Pump the brakes here for about a second and refocus and let's go. I mean, it's that simple, really.
And it was, because they came back and they won. Tyrann Mathieu echoing his coach's thoughts.
We were calm. Nobody was panicking. I mean, it's a good thing to go through different challenges throughout the year.
Maybe, but I don't think being down 24-0 is something they wanted.
This was such an education in crazy impulse Twitter, too, because everybody had Andy Reid as a buffoon.
Yes.
24-0. Oh, this is the worst of Andy Reid.
Classic Andy Reid.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's like, I didn't think that it would happen so quickly, but I thought that if there was a real chance the Chiefs could come back. I just thought it would be like a last-second field goal would take them. But come back that quickly was just
the cesspool
insanity.
Of social media, once again, is wrong.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. It was just, oh, look at this. Now playing, you got Bill O'Brien. And, wow, this is not what the NFL wanted with the Titans and Texans. I mean, everybody had this game over at 24-0 on Twitter.
It's ridiculous. You know, and the thing is that... you know, Andy Reid is probably, and we were talking about this yesterday, I think he's the most respected person in the NFL that is actively in the NFL right now. Out of all the coaches, out of all the players, out of all the front office people and owners, I would probably say that Andy Reid is number one when it comes to terms of likability, respect, and people that if you want to root for somebody, he's the guy you want to root for right now. Because he just hasn't won the Super Bowl. It's the only thing that's not on his resume is not winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I cannot give you another name to
think about that for a second.
Yeah, I am thinking about it now. I can't give you another one. Yeah, and people, that's going to be the storyline. If they make it to the Super Bowl, it's going to be all about Andy Reid. That's going to be a big one.
It'll be a big story.
I'll tell you, if it's Green Bay and Kansas City makes the Super Bowl, then it's technically it's a rematch of Super Bowl I. This is the 100th anniversary year of the NFL. That would be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool storyline, and I think if that were the case, somehow Aaron Rodgers could beat San Francisco. That would be one crazy Super Bowl, I think.
Here's Bill O'Brien, asked about the fake punt afterwards.
These games were always, games with momentum swings. You know, we had momentum at that point. Just felt like, you know, we were going to try to make a play there, and it just didn't work.
Gutsy, man, especially on the point of the field that they were on.
They were 31.
Inside, yeah, inside their
balls to the wall.
Line, yep.
Balls to the wall.
Try it. You try it, and if it works, you are a genius.
So KC will host Tennessee on Sunday. As for the NFC game, the nightcap was the Packers and the Seahawks. Seattle scores to get to 21-10, and then Green Bay came right back.
Seahawks 40, Rodgers under center, Packers moving in their dark green jerseys and gold pants from our right to our left. There's the snap, he drops back, he throws a pass down the middle. It's a leaping, twisting catch at the 20-yard line by Davante Adams. Breaks a tackle, 15, cuts to the middle field, 10, 5, touchdown! Davante Adams! He's done it again!
Kevin Harlan was one on the fan.
Now he's obviously doing the radio call of this game. And when you sync up the radio call to the videotape, it is like everything is spot on that he is describing. Yeah. Twisting, you know,
except
leaping,
the pants
twisting.
Aren't gold. Well, they're yellow.
All right, whatever. Well, I would say yellow and green.
Yellow, yes.
Right, but the description
he's
of
tremendous.
The play is like perfect.
Yeah, of course. The guy's one of the best in the business.
That's why we play him often.
I kind of miss him.
Well, I know.
You can go back if you want.
Mm. I don't think you can.
No, you can. Of course he can.
Well, but not.
I want to kill myself.
To the Monday night booth, right?
That, man.
No, yeah,
I kick Warner right out of the
hell out
of
it. That's Kurt Warner's job now.
Yeah, but I mean, what?
You going to go Marv him?
Yeah, Marv did to Ian. You
no,
can
I'm
if you
want.
No,
I'm not going to Marv anybody. No,
is that what you're going to do?
I all I said is I miss Kevin. I spent like 9 years with him.
Yeah. Well.
You know, that's all I said.
Who's his TV partner?
His TV partner's Trent Green.
No, yeah, you can move
him. No, Rich Gannon.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, you can bypass.
Or maybe just
do a great job.
Just do the Super Bowls.
Yeah, Rich is ready.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right.
Great job this year. I'll do the Super Bowl.
Who did 20 straight
all
Super Bowls?
All I said was I miss Kevin Harlan. Well, I didn't say I wanted to go back.
No,
I
know,
like,
but you kind of
this guy job. Yeah. I didn't
You're
say that.
You're that you'd right. like to do it again.
Yeah. Oh, shut up. I'm not saying that.
Yeah. No, yeah, but you just kind of hinted it, but I get it. I mean, you know, it's a good job you had.
Oh, my God.
I'll text Howie Dinneroff right now.
Yeah, you text Howie Dinneroff. Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
So anyway, 28-23 was the final as they fend off Seattle late. Here was Aaron Rodgers, makes the work so worth it.
These are the moments that you work for and you think about in the offseason, the chance to put a game away.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. Well, sort of. A little closer than you would have liked. Here's Pete Carroll. Tough, but the future for this franchise is bright.
This is, I think, is the start of this team. I think this is, it feels like 2012.
So maybe they get on a run. Here's Marshawn Lynch. He was back for a few games, as we know, had a couple of rushing touchdowns. He has great perspective on life.
Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good when you get over there and you can do what the you want to.
No one's telling you what you have to do. He does have advice for younger players.
Take care of y'all bodies, you know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken. You feel me? Don't take care of y'all mentals, because, look, we ain't lasting that long.
All right, so...
All right, what are we doing here now?
Take care of your mentals, take care of your body, take care of your chickens.
Yeah.
Does that mean, it's like...
I don't know, he said...
Your kids?
Did he say bread at all? I thought you said he said
yeah,
bread.
He did.
I'm getting to it. He said, let's see, this is
bread is money. I think
you
feel
me? Start taking care of your mentals, your bodies, and your chicken.
Nah, he said bread. In one of them, he said bread, yes.
So chicken...
Mentals, chicken, bread.
Is chicken money?
And your body.
No, bread has got to be
the bread's
money.
The money.
Is chicken your family? What is it? I don't
I
know.
I think chicken might be your guy health.
Why?
Like, take care of yourself.
I don't know.
I've never
your
heard
guy
of
health?
Al is Googling slang.
Yeah.
So take care of your chicken? Maybe he'll find out.
Man, I mean, these are Marshawnisms. I don't know what the. I don't know if you can find them anywhere.
Yeah, we sound pathetic here.
We
man.
Do, really.
I mean, I really
should we be like whiter?
I put this on me, really, because I'm the youngest of the group, and I really should know this. And this is pathetic that I don't know.
But we know everything else. We know the mentals.
I don't know. Maybe he has chickens. You never know, right? Maybe he has like a chicken farm. Maybe he's like Yohan Cespedes with the boars.
Says a slang term for cash money.
Yeah, there you go, money.
So then he says money twice, bread and chicken.
Well, maybe also bread means something else.
For example, I got to stop at the ATM first. I got to get some chicken.
Hmm.
I've never
All right.
Okay.
How much chicken you laying on LSU tonight?
I thought, did he say bread?
He did. In one of them, he said bread, yes.
So is bread now something else? Is bread now, have we changed
well, bread
the
goes back to the 70s.
Yeah, I know.
I tell y'all right now, while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread.
Right there. Take care of your bread. Unless he's saying brain.
I tell y'all right now while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread.
So no. Hey, say bread. Bread.
May it's a bread.
What does he keep playing
the rest
at?
Of it?
Yeah.
I tell y'all right now while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread. So when y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, money.
I think it's
yeah.
brain.
No, it's bread. Bread. Take care of yourself.
Take care of your mentals. That was the brain.
Yeah, that was the brain. Yeah.
There's a lot of things here that I think we have to break down and get to the bottom of.
This is like...
And then he walked away.
This edition of White Guys Figure Out What Marshawn Lynch is Saying is brought to you by...
God, I'm feeling embarrassed.
Oh, man. What do you mean, why?
Just the way they were like, what do you think he means? Just like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, never understood what he meant.
In what universe
anyway?
Is chicken money?
In his. I don't know. And apparently, other people understood. You know, we just didn't. I've never heard his chicken referred to. Wood, bread.
Benjamin.
Scratch.
Scratch, Benjamin.
Also, I mean, all sorts of words.
Sniglets,
chicken.
Sniglets.
What? I've never heard that.
I've heard that only from Boomer.
No, I've not.
That like, means $1 bill.
I've never heard that. No.
Really? No?
No, shekels. I've heard all these things. Yeah. The chicken, I have not heard. So, yeah. But lost in all this is Jerry thought he was talking about his junk.
Yeah.
Why?
I did.
Because you guys are just.
Well, there's a certain
obsessed.
Phrase that the chicken's a part of.
Men's
so
health.
So it makes some sense.
Jerry's well, men's
health. Yeah, because that makes so much less sense than chicken meaning cash. Like,
yeah,
what?
I mean, like, well, why would he tell guys to take care of their junk?
Why do we call a penis a penis?
Why is that, Jerry?
I don't know.
Did you
I
ever
never
get an answer to that question?
I never did. No. I might have Googled it once, but I don't
what
think I got
an answer. What phrase are you talking about?
What?
You said there's certain phrases where chicken is referred to as that. What phrase is that?
I've never
I'm not going to say it. I mean, one of the words part of the phrase would be choke.
Oh, all right. I gotcha. Okay.
That it took you that long to figure that part out?
It did, Jerry. It did. I don't know. My brain was someplace else. I didn't. I was just the whole chicken is your junk. Chicken is the money. I'm all over the place.
So Green Bay plays at San Francisco
I
on
like
Sunday.
Yes, well.
Titans upset the Ravens, as we know. 49ers over the Vikings. Those were the Saturday games. The Giants hiring Patrick Graham as their new defensive coordinator comes over from Miami. I guess was with the Giants at one point as well. Browns hire Kevin Stefanski as their new head coach. And Pat Shurmur has resurfaced as the offensive coordinator in Denver. We'll get to, well, we'll do this later. Tonight in New Orleans, college football championship game, LSU facing Clemson. Knicks beat the Heat 124-121. Julius Randle, 26 points, 8 rebounds, 11 of his 26 in the fourth. Same week his grandmother died. He was on MSG afterwards.
It was amazing, man. I felt my grandmother's spirit through me as I was playing out there.
And just gave him some motivation and came away with the win. Good games for R.J. Barrett and Kevin Knox, who combined for 40 points and
hey,
shot
how about
it well.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.J. Barrett, though, he missed a free throw that could have, at the very end of the game, hit one out of two, and he was so mad at himself that it actually made me happy to see how pissed off he was.
Good.
Because he'd been great at the line, which is one of those knocks that he had coming into the league, so he's sort of tightened that up. But I mean, listen, the team's terrible. It's another miserable year. There's no hope, but last night was nice.
First time all season, Miami has lost back-to-back games. They lost Friday night against the Nets, who beat the Hawks on Sunday, 108-86.
Yes!
Kyrie.
Yes! Yes!
Is that from somebody's podcast?
Yeah, that's Evan Roberts. That's,
Kyrie Irving was back. He was 10 of 11, a team high 21. Also of note, the Nuggets beat the Clippers 114-104. Utah over Washington as they've won 9 straight now. Purdue beat number 8 Michigan State 71-42. Go figure. And Minnesota
Big Ten basketball.
It is
exactly
amazing.
What it is
hard to win these road games.
Maryland got hammered at Iowa.
Yeah, badly.
They only scored 49 points in that game.
They lost by about 25 or something. Yes.
It's unbelievable. So you see all these teams.
Yeah.
Are any of these teams any good?
They're all really good. And I don't know what the issue is with these road games. I know the crowds are crazy. Like the Illinois Saturday was an 11 a.m. game out there.
Yeah, no, I caught some of you.
It was packed.
It was crazy,
oh
right?
Oh, my God,
and they play that frenetic pace.
Actually, no. They've changed. It's a much more half-court game. They've got a 7-foot kid named Colburn, who looks like he was cut out of a mountain. He's like 7 feet, 260, really good player. And they got the kid DeSumo, who they say might be a lottery pick. So good team, but these teams are all good, and that's what happens. So Devils fire their GM, Ray Shiro, then beat the Lightning 3-1. It looks like Martin Brodeur is going to assist Tom Fitzgerald with the GM duties. New Jersey snapping Tampa's 10-game winning streak. Rangers, Islanders. This game's at the Garden, right? Because the paper says at the Islanders. It's at the Garden, correct? I got to check that, but I believe it's at the Garden. Rangers, Islanders tonight, and Todd Frazier is back. A one-year deal with the Texas Rangers.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, the Islanders are at the Rangers tonight. I don't know why the paper would have that wrong.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.